Hey guys, what's going on? This is Adrian and you're listening to the Nerdy Fusion Podcast. Welcome back to another episode. I hope you liked the last episode, but moving on, I'm here to tell you that guys are creepy. But I think most of the time we just sound creepy when we don't mean to be creepy. And to prove my point, let's move to Exhibit A. So I was in the laundromat the other day, and my recommendation to anyone who goes to the laundromat is to eat before you go, because they have stuff there like snacks and sweet drinks that are not healthy, but also they're really expensive, which is the main thing that I'm going for here. And let me tell you, I didn't follow my own advice, because there I was hungry and looking at the snacks, and boy, I was trying to be strong, but I broke. And I went to the vending machines, I stood in front of the machines, and I see chips and cookies, and they starting like at $1 a pop, with some being $1.25. And I was like, damn, with $3, I can buy a variety pack with six of these small chips. Meanwhile, just one of these chips is a dollar here. So far, nothing creepy about this scenario, but hang in there, I'll get there. Now, next to that vending machine, they had another machine that was more like a game than a vending machine. It was one of those claw machines, the ones that you can get teddy bears and other prizes from the machine, but instead of that, it was filled with candies and chocolates and a whole bunch of other sweets. I don't know the name of it, but you get it. It's one of those claw machines. One thing that you should know is that I stopped being into candy as soon as I tasted tequila. Which reminds me to thank the sponsor of the podcast, Random Tequila, the tequila you might never get to drink. And the fact that I'm not into candy as much is important to the story, so just remember that, okay? But I do like chocolate a lot. So in my head, I'm doing some mental gymnastics, like if I go to the vending machine, a bar of chocolate can cost me $1.50, but if I put 50 cents on the claw machine, I can take a handful of sweets for less. Granted, there will be a bunch of candy in the mix, but I'm bound to get at least two or three of the mini chocolate bars, and that could add up to a full bar for less than half the money. Now, in hindsight, I know why they put those two machines together. They know fools like me will fall for that trick. Look at the expensive vending machine and go for the claw machine, which, wouldn't you know it, happens to be really difficult to get stuff out of it. So yeah, I fell for the old claw machine hustle. But at the moment, I didn't know I was falling for it. So I get 50 cents, I put it in, pick my spot, drop the claw, and guys, I only got two mints and a mini chocolate bar. At this moment, future me and you guys listening to this right now know that I've been defeated. But my pride didn't let me see the truth. I still think I can recover and come out on top. I mean, I did get a mini bar. All I have to do is get another one, right? So I added another 50 cents. I picked my spot, dropped the claw, and you know what I got? A freaking lollipop, bro. Nothing else, just a lollipop. And I was so furious because I was down a dollar and had very little to show for. And that's when I thought I should have just gone to the vending machine and gotten the full-sized chocolate bar. This must be karma for that one time my friend and I made like bandits after jacking free chips out of a vending machine. Alright, what's the statute of limitations on petty larceny? I think it's been long enough. I think I can tell the story. I'm coming out clean, guys. That's it. I'm coming out clean. Here's what happened. I walked up to this machine and noticed that there was a choice for pound cake. And anyone who knows me well know that I'm a sucker for pound cake. Don't even get me started on the Saturday pound cakes. Anyways, I put my money in because that was my intention all along. I pushed the buttons and that spiral thingy started moving my pound cake forward. But then it got stuck before it could just fall into the pit. I was like, what the fuck? What am I gonna do now? And I definitely don't wanna put more money in, and I don't wanna leave it. So I started to shake the machine, but the machine wasn't budging. So that's when I looked at my friend who happened to be around me at that time, and I was like, yo, give me a hand with this. We looked around and the coast was clear. So we proceeded to shake the hell out of this machine, and a bag of potato chips got loose and fell into the pit, which we thought it was really funny, but the pound cake was still hanging from a thread. So we kept shaking. Guys, I kid you not, everything else was falling but the pound cake. And we were crying laughing. You know that kind of laughter that makes your stomach hurt? Yes, that kind of laughter, that was it. We were so weak from laughing so hard that we almost couldn't shake anymore. But the pound cake was still there, just barely hanging on. How is it possible that everything else is falling but not this pound cake? I'm talking about Skittles, chocolate bars, Rice Krispies, and a couple of chips. Funny enough, now that I think about it, I don't know if we ever got the pound cake out. I wanna say that we did get it out, but I'm telling you, we made out like bandits. That was funny, even though we probably ended up hurting someone. And I don't condone such activities, but back at that time, you know, it was just something that just happened and that I didn't mean to do, but I wanted my pound cake. And so we kept shaking. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked here. So going back to the laundromat, I have the 2 mini chocolate bars and this whole bunch of candy that I don't really want. So I start to look around and I notice this kid who's just like running around the laundromat. And I'm like, oh, I think it would be a good idea for this candy not to go to waste. I'll just give it to this kid. And then I had to stop myself. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm offering candy to a kid? Hey, kid, here's some candy. I was like, oh my God, no, that's so creepy. I mean, I have good intentions, but people won't know that. I'm just going to be a guy handing out candy to a little boy, you know. And who knows what people are going to think. So I decided to just keep the candy to myself. But it was just really funny how I had that in my head. Like, oh yeah, what if I offer candy to this kid? And then I just realized that I'm a man. You know, so we have that stigma attached to us, even though we might not mean anything bad by it. That's an example. But if I move to Exhibit B, I can tell you about another instance where I said something creepy and I caught myself being creepy. I was actually going through my social media, and obviously, you know, you gotta follow the IG models and all these other girls and stuff. Hey, sue me, all right? I'm a guy, I like girls. So I'm following these girls, and I don't know about you guys, but sometimes you see something you like and you have a little bounce on your step. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that something like that happens to girls. Like if you see some guy that is hot or cute or whatever, you might think, oh, look at that guy. He's so cute. Oh, he has a nice package. Or maybe you say something crazy like, if he asked me, I would totally let him fuck me. Like, I don't know, something like that. There's something about guys, and that something draws your eyes to it. And the same things happen with me. Like, I'm really big on exposed torso. As soon as I see, like, lower back, I'm like, I'm done. I'm like, oh my God, this is it. You know, that's like my weakness, my kryptonite. So I'm going through my social media and whatever, and I stopped on this girl, but she had like a little crop top or whatever. And I said out loud, I don't even know why, but it just came out of me, like naturally. I didn't mean to sound this way, but I remember like looking at the photo and I was like, skin. I was like, what the fuck? And I looked around to see if anybody was around me, and thank God nobody listened to me. Although I'm now posting this here, so everybody's gonna know, but you know, it was just a reaction. I'm not thinking about taking the skin off this girl and just wearing it. I just like to see skin, you know, like nice, healthy skin. It puts the lotion on its skin. Who am I, Hannibal? Anyways, I don't know what else to tell you, and I guess on that creepy note, it's time to end the podcast. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.